Go ahead and have a seat. Our scripture this morning comes from the 21st chapter of Matthew. And we'll begin at verse 6. You've heard a little bit of this during the children's story this morning. And in verse 6 it says, "The disciples went and did just as Jesus had instructed them, and brought the donkey and the colt and laid their coats on them, and he sat on the coats. Most of the crowd spread their coats in the road, and others were cutting branches from the trees and spreading them on the road. The crowds going ahead of him and those who followed were shouting, 'Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest!' When he had entered Jerusalem, all the city was stirred, saying, 'Who is this?' And the crowds were saying, 'This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee.'" May God bless this reading of His holy word. Who is this? This is the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. I can hear the people now, all the murmuring in the crowd. "It's Joseph's son. You know, the son of Mary, the virgin. Oh, he's the one that the Magi came to worship. You know, I heard a couple of years ago he turned water into wine. Well, I heard he fed over 5,000 people with just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Oh, that's nothing. I heard he healed a leper. It was more like 10, because I was one of them. He healed Peter's mother." And another from the crowd. "He healed a guy who was lowered through the roof. Oh, and there was that guy at the pool of Bethsaida that couldn't get in the water, and Jesus healed him and he walked away. And, you know, speaking of water, I heard he walked on it. He walked on the sea. Isn't that pretty cool? He walked on the sea. Someone told me that while he was walking on the sea, he told the sea to stop because it was storming out, and the sea listened to him. You know, he sent a bunch of demons out of a guy, and they went into a bunch of pigs. And he healed a woman that had been bleeding for years. And he said that the peacemakers are blessed, and the gentle too, and the merciful. And he ate with tax collectors, and he forgave an adulterous woman." He called the religious leaders a bunch of snakes. And he said that he was around before Abraham. That was after he said he was the bread of life. And that was right before he said that he is God. It might seem funny with the way gossip travels that anyone would need to ask after 3 years of public ministry, "Who is this?" But is it really a surprise when we realize that even after the crucifixion and the resurrection and 2,000 years of witnessing to his life, that people are still asking this question? Who is this? Who is Jesus? Now, I don't say this to put down those who are truly searching. I really don't. Or to put down those that have never heard. because we all need to admit that outside and inside the church, we don't always recognize the ways that Jesus is revealing himself to us. And we need to admit that sometimes we'd rather not see who he is. Jesus is inviting us to discover who he really is. And that invitation can be an awesome thing. And I don't say that in the sense of it's cool, it's awesome, oh wow, it's so awesome. I mean, it can strike us with awe. In fact, it can be a terrifying thing. A terrifying thing to come face to face with the divine. When we truly recognize who Jesus is, it reminds us of who we truly are. In the presence of the divine, the masks are pulled off. Any falsehood in us that has provided comfort is peeled away, and we see our own frailty, our failings, our hopelessness. We are helpless, standing before the very Son of the living God. But if we are willing to look past the terror, past the fear, past our insignificance, and see him again for who he really is, we find a wonderful discovery. That coming face to face with the divine is also the most beautiful thing we could ever experience. For in Jesus we find the hope to conquer hopelessness. We find power to conquer our frailty. We find victory to overcome our failures. We find forgiveness that overwhelms our sin. When you come face to face with the divine, you discover what it is like to have the King of the universe hold your hand. I'm going to say that again. You discover what it is like to have the King of the universe hold your hand. That's pretty amazing. Now, as much as I'd like to take credit for that line, I've paraphrased it from a song by a group, and Jamie, you didn't know I was going to talk about this. The group's name is Pocketful of Rocks. Going back to the David story. Just a pocketful of rocks. But imagine that. The King of the universe holding your hand. So let me ask you, have you come face to face with Jesus? Have you come face to face with the divine? Face to face with the terrifying truth that you cannot make it on your own. Face to face with the presence of absolute holiness. Face to face with your inability to earn righteousness. I hope so. But I also hope that you have come face to face with the beauty of the divine. The beauty of divine love that can heal all wounds. The beauty of a love that is unconditional and sacrificial. The beauty that will pierce the hardest heart and soften and fill the driest spirit. If you have never come face to face with Jesus, won't you say yes today? He is not just a king. He is the King of all kings. He is the God who, in His great love for us, put on flesh and lived among us, willingly going to the cross to pay the penalty for our sin so that we could receive forgiveness. And He rose from the dead to prove He has the authority to offer this, and to prove He has authority over death and life. Through His death and resurrection, He offers us victory in this life and in the life to come through His grace. You cannot earn it. You cannot buy it. You cannot steal it. You cannot bribe Him for it. It is a free gift that He offers to anyone who will accept the invitation to walk with Him. You have been given an invitation to discover and connect to the divine. Not to a man called Jesus who walked around teaching. You have been given an invitation to discover and connect to the divine, to the source of all creation. To the one who loves you more than anybody could ever love you. To the one who offered Himself for you to show that love. That's who Jesus is. Amen. Let's pray. Oh Lord, as we bow our heads and think about your invitation to discover who you are, that we might reach up and touch you. And knowing that you reach out and touch us, that you hold our hand to lead us and to guide us, that you hold our hand to keep us from those places that would harm us, like a loving father with their child, keeping them safe on the path with that strong hand of comfort and care, keeping us from running out into the street, keeping us from wandering off the path where who knows what might be hiding in the bushes. So Lord, as we accept your invitation to connect to the divine, We reach out to you and long for you to hold our hand. Lord, I lift each one here today to you. And if there is a heart that has not answered your invitation, Lord, I pray for the courage to answer it today. This day where we celebrate the city of Jerusalem welcoming you as the one who can save. Heal our hearts, Lord, and lead our spirits every day according to your will. And Lord, we pray that our eyes and our ears and our hearts and our minds will always be open to see who you are. Amen.